Hello, and welcome to Evolving Consciousness, the podcast where you discover more about the invisible world of energy, consciousness, spirituality, and all the things that help you create your dreamiest life and business yet. Here's your host, Stacey Hartman.
How can you experience the wholeness and completeness of your life, the beautiful freedom, all of this abundance, and also know that exactly where you're at is whole and complete, and you are provided for, and you're in that trust, and you're in that faith, and you're in that detachment, and also be open to receive more to amplify what already is. So I always use this example of nature. One of my biggest values is beauty. It moves me to my core when I experience beauty and beautiful environments. I need zero money to experience beauty any moment of any day. I can experience beauty just by being present with nature. I feel the miraculous creation of, I say, Gus, God, universe, source, and it doesn't cost me a dime. I am whole and complete. I could live in a treehouse and be fulfilling my values and be whole and complete. And I also know that I can use money to amplify this value. I have very intentionally beautified every single inch of my environment. And I used cash to do that. I hired a designer. And now I experience the beauty of God that I experience in nature in every room I step into. I hire somebody to clean my house. I hire somebody to keep my environment pristine. We put a pool in. So now we've got family fun and nature. I built a she shed for my office. All of these things took capital. Now, I didn't need any of it because I already had the full experience. And so this is the both. And how can money amplify what already is? How can money expand what already is? Not because it needs to, not from a place of not enoughness or lack, but from a place of, and what else is possible? And how can I use money as a vehicle to represent even more of who I am and what I value? And so maybe this is experiences with your family. Maybe this is traveling. Maybe this is beautifying even more of your environment. Maybe this is nourishing your soul more with more body work or essential oils or a sanctuary in your home to commune with God or tap into your intuition. Or there's so many places for money to land that is in alignment for your soul and your earthly experience. I also have a very deep belief, knowing that God experiences the all through each individual's unique expression of themselves and their life. And so when we receive abundance, when we receive money, when we receive wealth and prosperity, and we use it to experience more of ourselves and more of the truth of who we are, simultaneously giving God that experience, which is a new dimension or experience of the all. So there's a version of us, and God doesn't care what the experience is, right? If we're broke, it doesn't matter. There's complete neutrality around it. It's just a new experience. It's like a new fragment of the all, just a new little nugget of the all, a new snowflake of all of the potential snowflake shapes that exist in the world. So there's multiple versions of us that already exist and that can be experienced through our vessel, through our body, through this earthly life. And it's what experience do we want to have that then also simultaneously gives God that experience through us, that adds another dimension, another flavor to the all. This is where money can be a powerful vehicle for new experiences. It's where we remember we're 100% human and 100% spiritual, and we have all of this available to us. And so let's use it, and let's use it for our expression and for our creativity and for our service to humanity. And the reality is the way that our earth is set up is it's expensive to live out your values. It's expensive to nourish your vessel with high vibrational food, with an environment that inspires creativity. It costs a good amount of money to be able to embody and be your highest version of yourself. It's also recognizing that how money circulates is when we share our gifts with the world, when we just show up and share our gifts freely, when we show up and share our wisdom, our intuition, our connection, our presence, our love, our knowledge, and we're being of service in that way. We must be rewarded, and all money circulates through the hands of other humans. Whether that was in your job before, or whether that was through donors or fundraising or whatever, all money circulates through hands of humans, all of it. And so now for business, it's still the same rules. It's circulating through hands of humans, divinely orchestrated by Gus, based on how you are sharing your gifts with the world. So we just show up and share our gifts and make invitations for people to work with us, and money circulates through us. And so where it gets a little sticky is when we start to think that the money is somehow connected to us, or we're trying to establish our worth. And the reality is, this isn't about your worth. This is just how money circulates and moves. There's no emotion attached to it. I share my gifts and I get paid. And then I circulate the money back out into the world to other people who are sharing their gifts. The money is just always moving. It's meant to be moved. It's not meant to be stagnant. So how much money can you receive, hold for a second, and intentionally circulate back out into the world? And when you think about that, it's just another powerful energy force. And if you get to receive it for your gifts, hold it and relish in it for a minute, and then intentionally decide where you're going to circulate it back out in the direction of your desires, in the direction of your values, that's what makes the entire material world move right now. And we have an opportunity to shift how that happens. And the only other thing I want to mention about this is desire makes the world go round. So the fact that we have a desire, the fact that I had a desire to remodel my entire home and bring it into alignment with my vision of beauty, or my external environment represents what is my internal environment. When I had that desire, when I had that vision, that money mobilized the designer, mobilized whoever created the wood floor we put in, mobilized abundance for our roofer. Do you know how many people that money supported? Tens, if not hundreds of people. If you ripple out every single person that had to have their hand in the creation of a simple home remodel. And it took the circulation of money to create that.
Thank you for tuning in and your contribution in raising your own frequency in the entire collectives. For more resources and bonus material, check out the link in the description of this episode. Until next time, happy manifesting.